Our readings today speak to us about prayer. And today is day two of our decade of prayer, in which we are praying for the sick, and particularly for the mentally ill and their caretakers. Our decade of prayer began yesterday on the Feast of St. Jude and concludes on the Feast of St. Luke yesterday and concludes on the Feast of St. Jude. Jesus tells us this parable about the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. But the parable that he tells might raise as many questions for us as it answers. Because God, of course, is not like the dishonest judge of that parable. God doesn't need to be pestered or informed in order to render a just judgment. If we really think about prayer, we realize that it presents a difficulty for us who believe that God is almighty and that God is all-knowing and that God is love, that God is good. Because if God is those things, if God is who we believe God to be, then he doesn't need us to inform him about our needs or the needs of others. And he doesn't need our prayers in order to be motivated to do the right thing or to do justice or to act lovingly. And God doesn't need our prayers for any lack of power or ability on God's part in order to accomplish what we pray for. And so if our prayers do not inform God or don't help God in any way that God is in need of help, as if he weren't able to do what we ask without our prayers, and if our prayers don't motivate God to do good because God is already good, God is already loving, how is it that our prayers matter? How is it that our prayers are important and effective? I'd like to explore that question. I'd like to do so in a bit of a theological way, so I'm asking you to put on your thinking caps, as it were, and bear with me as we go through a little theological grunt work. I'd like to read to you a passage from St. Thomas Aquinas, who is one of the great theologians of the Church. St. Thomas Aquinas asks a similar question to the one that we're contemplating today. How is it that our prayers can make a difference? And he answers it by comparing prayer to the natural effects that God establishes, that God ordains in his creation. St. Thomas says, as natural effects are provided by God in such a way that natural causes are directed to bring about those natural effects, without which those effects would not happen, so the salvation of a person is provided by God in such a way that whatever helps that person towards salvation falls under the order of providence, whether it be one's own prayers or those of another, or other good works, and such like, without which one would not attain to salvation. St. Thomas begins by talking about natural effects, and I'd like to give you an example. The sound made by that bell is a natural effect. And it's an effect of the bell. But St. Thomas would say that the bell is the secondary cause of that sound. That the primary cause of that sound is God. And God ordained his creation in such a way that a bell, that the metal out of which this bell is made, when it strikes, when one piece of metal strikes another piece of metal, that a sound like that is produced. It's a natural cause and effect, but it's a natural cause and effect that's ordained by God, who is the first cause, and who works through secondary causes, in this case, through the bell. St. Thomas says that prayer works this way, that prayer is a secondary cause, that God ordains the world in such a way that our prayers have an effect, and that God brings about the effect, say, of the salvation of a person, say, of the healing of a person, through prayer. And that just as without the bell, the sound would not come about, so St. Thomas says that without prayer and without other good works, the salvation of a human being may not come about. That God has ordained that that person be saved through prayer. I'll give you another example. This time it's a personal one. I had brain cancer many years ago. And as you can see, I'm standing here before you, and I am healed of my cancer, which is long gone, thanks be to God. And it is thanks be to God. I attribute my healing to God, that God is the primary cause of that healing. But there were certainly secondary causes. There were natural causes. The good work of my surgeon, the medications, the radiation treatments that I had. Those were natural causes that brought about the effect of my healing. But I also attribute my healing to the prayers of a lot of people. I had a lot of people praying for me, and I believe that those prayers were effective, and that God ordained that my healing should be brought about through secondary causes, through the natural causes, the medicines, the doctors, etc., but also through prayers, and that those prayers were effective, that God so ordained my healing that it come about through the prayers of many people. And so prayer is powerful. Prayer is effective. Jesus tells us to pray because our prayers matter. They don't matter because God needs them, as if God is unable to act without our help. They don't matter because God is ignorant, needs us to inform him of the needs of ourselves or of others. They don't matter because God is weak and unable to do what we pray for unless we help them out. They matter because God has ordained the world in such a way as to bring about the effects that he seeks to bring about through us, through our prayers. God has ordained the world in such a way that we are able to help each other through prayer, that we are able to assist each other and participate in the saving work of God, in the healing work of God by our prayers. And so we follow the command of Jesus to pray persistently. And we pray especially now for the healing of the sick, for the healing of the mentally ill, because God has purposed to bring about effects through our prayers. And if we didn't pray, would those effects come about? I don't think we can know that. Jesus calls us to prayer not just to make ourselves feel better, not just as a sort of benefit to ourselves, although prayer does benefit ourselves, but Jesus calls us to prayer because prayer is effective, because God has ordained the world in such a way that prayer matters, that prayer makes a difference. And so we are committed to prayer. We are committing ourselves to prayer, and we are praying that as we celebrate this Eucharist, as we receive the Lord Jesus in this Eucharist, that we may be renewed in prayer and that we may be participants in the healing work of our God.